because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right. Rolling right along here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Listen, guys, I had a chance. You guys clearly know, but for those listening, I had a chance to make my way up to northern Michigan this weekend, get in a little, I was going to say preseason skiing. I mean, I think it was the first, it was the first weekend they were open. It was the first week the resort was open. This being Boyne Highlands up in Harbor Springs. And wow, it was, it's always such an amazing and dramatic reminder of how beautiful the state of Michigan is and how lucky we are to be here as residents here in the state. It was a weekend where going into it, Boyne Highlands had opened with mostly man-made snow, got a nice snowfall Saturday night, not much, inch or two maybe, but it made enough on top of the base they'd created with their machine-making, machine-made snow. And it was, again, the most dramatic thing, the skiing was great, of course, and all that, but just the, you know, going from summer with all of the lakes, whether inland or the Great Lakes, and all the boating opportunities, whether small boat, water skiing, pontoon, or the big lakes, of course, the ability to cruise around these Great Lakes and find great spots and enjoy all that Michigan has to offer. Doing a little cheerleading here for our state of Michigan. It was a wow. It really was. Nice reminder. I had a great weekend.
That's so good, Jeff.
Yeah, it really, except I'm a little sore.
I was just going to ask. So that's real nice and all, but
right,
how sore are you?
Rest of the story, right. Yeah. And keeping up with my young kids, my older, I went with the three boys, and oldest was, he's 14, did snowboarding, and then the other two boys are skiers. But keeping up with them, I'll tell you, it's beautiful, but I'm paying the price.
Yeah. Last week, I think it was Friday, actually, we heard from Rose White as she was talking about the outdoor recreation,
right?
The business and how much it brings into the state of Michigan. And your weekend up north was a perfect example of skiing and taking in whatever, snowshoeing or cross country skiing or ice fishing or that's just a good reminder of how important that outdoor recreation business is to our state.
Absolutely. And you know what? The crowd was pretty decent up there at Boyne Highlands. People are spending on outdoor recreation. That's for sure. I can report that for sure. So that was great. Now on to other business, inflation. Let's cover, boy, can't avoid that subject these days, can we? Yes.
Yeah.
Inflation. Oh my God. Inflation. It's hitting everything from, we've got a couple of other examples today that we're going to call out. One that actually a product that's benefiting due to inflation, and maybe we could cite another that lots being hit by inflation, sales going down as a result of people curbing their spending on things where prices are going up dramatically. But I thought this was really interesting, Chris, and this is a story first to kick things off about a product that's benefiting, or the company that's benefiting from the sales of its product during this tough economic times. Tell us.
Yeah, Campbell's Soup actually has revealed that organic sales have jumped 15% from last year. Soup,
right.
And I mean, it makes sense, kind of, now
it makes sense.
It's cheap. It lasts long. And those types of food tend to do better in economic downturns, which is what we're having now. So,
right. Those types of food, meaning those that tend to cost less, last longer.
That's right.
You know, you keep it on the shelf. It's easy to keep with it being in a can and so on.
You can use them in different ways.
Exactly. And so interesting, not only are sales up 15%, as you pointed out, but the interesting thing is it's up significantly enough where it's driven where most of the stock market is down. This stock, Campbell's, is up 28% year to date as a result of sales of its soup and other comparable foods that they sell that are both convenient and lower cost.
And Campbell's Soup has been around forever. I mean, it's that one item that you go into the store, it's always on the shelf.
It's always there.
It's always,
always consistent,
there.
Always good.
That's
always
right.
The same. You know, you're able to pick it up. It's going to work. It'll be a good, quick, easy, convenient meal to make and, relatively speaking, cheap to buy. Although, funny enough, even though it's still relatively cheaper than other products, at the baseline, but now due to inflation, even more so. I don't know what's driving this. I'm going to hope and I'm going to assume that it's higher costs, but even Campbell now is announcing it's raising its price.
It is. That's
right. On the soup.
It is raising its price. Yeah. And one of the articles I read, because I was kind of interested in this whole Campbell soup, was, you know, sales had jumped so much, is that they had said since 2019, the company had really invested in innovation using AI to sort through, they had said, 300 billion data points every year in search of new product ideas. So although this is a company that's been around for, I don't know, 100 years?
Sure.
A very long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly reinventing themselves, which means they're taking notes from you, Jeff. They are, they're really focused on marketing, reinventing themselves, how to buffer themselves from inflation.
Absolutely. But one of the data points told them, don't mess with the Campbell soup, the recipe.
Don't mess with the recipe.
I mean, right, don't mess with the recipe. We want consistency. We want, you know, that's what the people count on. That's what you want to, when a mother, or in some cases a father, whatever it may be, goes into the grocery store to pick up lunch or dinner, whatever it may be, there it is. And it's consistent. You can count on it. And Campbell's learned, don't mess with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe mess with the other products that they're innovating on. This one, keep it just like it is and try to maintain the price point. Up until now, they've been able to do that. Now price is going up.
Mm-hmm.
But still a go-to.
Yeah, it is still a go-to. And people are still kind of in that mindset of cooking at home, not going out to restaurants, you know, being at home, being mindful of spending more time at home, making meals that are, especially if you have a family, that are affordable. I mean, with a family, you're not going out to dinner every night. You're not even ordering out every night. So they're still trying to be very mindful, or I am anyways, being very mindful at the grocery store.
Of course.
You know, being creative with what I'm feeding my family.
I think most people are. Then on the other side of the spectrum, we have news too. The price of wine, Mark.
Uh-oh.
The demand has gone up during this time. You're driving the price up, Mark.
Yeah, here we go. No more wine and candy.
That season passed, but price of wine going up as well. Price on most things are going up, obviously. But,
and I mean, you can go back to the farmers have increased prices, you know, in terms of cultivating the grape itself. But didn't the article also say that the price of glass is going
up? Yeah, the glass price.
Yes.
And then shipping of the
And shipping glass. Makes sense. That makes sense that, you know, wine is going up. So, I mean, they're saying that the price of a glass of wine is increasing. My point, just get
course.
The whole bottle.
Right.
Who's just ordering a glass?
There you go.
God's sakes.
Here's the thing. When you buy a glass of wine, you're paying for each step of the, each part of the costs in each step along the way to get the product from the vines all the way through the process to make it, and then shipped and, you know, all the logistics associated. And with all those costs going up on everything. So no surprises there. I just hope, going back to the Campbell story one more time, I just hope they're not raising the prices because they can.
Right.
You know, some companies, and I'm not suggesting they are, I'm hoping they're not. Some prices are going up because of that, and some companies are taking advantage of it. And for those that are, just because they can charge more, I see that as an unfortunate outcome of all the pressures we're dealing with these days. All right, well, listen, guys, we've got Ann Thomas standing by to give us a little preview on the upcoming Paul W. Smith Show. Ann, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. We've got two big stories this morning. First of all, we're going to talk to David Whalen, Paul Whalen's brother, and that'll be a very interesting conversation to see how that family has been doing over the weekend. And also, I've got my buddy Sean Belegian here because, as you talked about in your show this morning, the Detroit Lions. What a story, huh, Sean?
No, and it's being picked up nationally as well, guys. I'm sure you've seen it. I mean, all one has to do is go to the cover of ESPN today, and who's on the cover of the ESPN.com? It's the Lions. It's a great story and for good reason.
So there you go. That's happening on our show this morning.
Absolutely. I'll definitely be interested to hear what you have to say about Paul Whalen. You know, you wonder, and you hope not, but how much did celebrity maybe give an advantage? And, you know, I'm not suggesting that it did or didn't, but you know, you hope a guy like Paul obviously makes his way home as well. And listen, Sean, those Lions, here's the thing. The story's even made better by the drama of coming out of the blocks and losing and then turning it all around as they have so dramatically. They're for real. It's really exciting. Sean, we'll be listening to your coverage of that story for sure. Looking forward to it, guys.
All right. We're gonna, have a great morning.
Yep. Thank you. We're gonna head to a break, handing it off to the Paul W. Smith Show in the next hour.